This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney.
Chill.
I want smoke.
Chill.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Yeah.
Where the hustlers at? Where the hustlers at?
Chill.
Where the hustlers at? Get
perfect.
Yeah.
Where the hustlers at? Where the hustlers? Yeah. Where the hustlers?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke.
Excuse me. Thank you. And without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. 10-4 Hat T, a.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas. Kill him with the nose.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.k.a. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. A.k.a. Money Making Mitch, a.k.a. Trinitron Don, a.k.a. Swing Low.
Be a nigger.
Sweet Chariot. This just in, Swing Low. Top hit. 26 weeks, number one.
People of America.
People of America. A.k.a. 2 years older, two years wiser. A.k.a. Where the weed at? A.k.a. the nigga that bring the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle, reppin' that smoke mine, state to the line, straight. Run up, get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Yeah.
And it's your boy.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Will Hazy, habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we drinking with the pinkies up.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Toodaloo. Gotta make sure the liquor hit all the ice. After this, I gotta walk over there and get my actual water. My water.
Your chopped leaf with your fucking fresh fruit in it?
Oh, fucking
sauce. This nigga got Hello Fresh for 2 weeks and now he got chopped leaf water.
No, I got chopped leaf water and I can't front that fresh fruit is left over from last night. So that chopped leaf water, I left it in the studio and I just dumped the excess water and kept the fruit in there. So all the nutrients of that fruit's been sucked out.
But you still get a little bit of a flavor.
AKA the mayor.
Hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town court is in session.
With Illuminati Giuliani.
Woo, 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 woo.
The truth is out there. AKA Will Hova's witness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Knocking on some doors and looking at some, for some whores. I forgot about that part.
Whore's here.
AKA.
Call me Mr. Chimney. I just can't beware. I just went. Beware of the ram sex.
That was a good impression, though. Call me Mr. Chimney. I took it out, didn't I? No, it's supposed to be a silver tongue gorilla then.
Rah.
Yeah. Yo, now I bring the smoke in many flavors. Young Shisha, Harry Hookah. I fucked up my AKAs this week.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. How you doing, man? How was your week?
My week was good, man. You know, chilling, relaxing, acting all cool, shooting some b-ball outside the school.
Oh, word.
Yeah, man. It was too fucking hot, actually. To be honest with you, it was a hot motherfucking weekend. It was unfortunately hot.
It was dumb hot.
Yeah, it was dumb hot.
Like, everybody I saw, because I feel like where we live, the weather's kind of shitty. So everywhere where I saw people, I always had to go up to them and be like, it's hot. I'm not complaining,
but
I'm just saying it's hot. Like, and everybody was like, no, I get you.
Yeah, because around here, if you say anything about the weather, motherfuckers like, look what's coming in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You get the fucking Batman Robin Hood slap meme in real life just for mentioning anything about it being too hot.
It's like a nigga can't be uncomfortable. Like, I'm not allowed to be uncomfortable. Man. Shit.
Like, fuck, man. I'm sweating for nothing.
Wolf pussy hot.
I'm sweating doing nothing.
I don't know. Is this right? You're like, Aja came through and had everything looking all nice, too.
Yeah, we was just like, ah.
I just don't want it to hit the ground because you're going to put that over your face.
Yeah, word life.
Word life. How was your week, though?
It was pretty good, man. You know what I mean? Last week, unfortunately, we couldn't come through. So, you know, we missed an episode because I had an unfortunate
incident,
home remodel emergency. So we've been working on the bathroom all week, but it's been so fucking hot, so it's been slow going. Just drains your energy, you know what I mean? But we're making good progress on that.
And they're working in this fucking heat.
Yeah, and it's just been hard, man. You know what I mean? Having a fucking shower somewhere else every day has been kind of annoying, taking up a bunch of my time. So it's been a little bit of a hassle, but progress is definitely coming. So, yeah, that's all I've really been doing in my free time is just linking up with my pops, which has been good, though. We've been listening to, like, some good shit. Listen to different music and stuff like that. Different scholars speak, you know what I mean? Because he's really into the same things that I've now gotten into. So we have a lot deeper conversations and we kind of like bonded over the whole thing. So it's been all right, man. It's been all right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
How long do you think before everything's all fixed up? What do you think your timeline is going to be on that?
If I'm being 100% honest, I think I will be showering at home on Wednesday.
That's dope.
Because that's dope. Dad was like, I need a break tomorrow.
Oh, no, that's not good. Today.
No, because, that's.
Wait a second, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
If you're listening, that's 2 days.
Yeah, in so 2 days. If you listen, but on record day, I still got like a lot of week. Showers. Because he needed a break, and I get it. It's been, like, plus fucking 30. We've been sweating every day, you know what I mean? He ain't, like, super young.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? So he's like, I need a break tomorrow. But Monday we get at it hard. And I'm like, okay, so then Monday I could see da-da-da-da. I'm just thinking Tuesday will probably be at least to the point where it's sealed with tiles.
Yeah.
And then so by Wednesday I will be showering at home. That's what I think. So
that's what's up.
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah. I think Thursday at the absolute latest. But that was another thing me and my pops like kind of bonded with, you know what I mean? I got all my shit at his house. He's just like gave me a key and shit because he got a new door, so I didn't have the new key yet. So he's like, just come and go. So it's been all right because I just like walk in, you know what I mean? I got my old room, which do not look like my old room no more.
Your pops isn't like one of those parents is like, we're gonna keep it just like how you left it.
I go in there, it's like there's a fucking bench press thing and hanging on it's like his hats. Like he's just like, there's no remnants of my room. It's his clothing room now. He's got like a ironing board with some like super special. I don't know. You know, old folks.
No history of your.
They still iron shit.
It's the iron shit. Yeah.
They still iron shit. I haven't ironed shit like in a minute.
His pants are like still like pressed to perfection.
Yes, exactly.
He still got the creases down.
Even as one of it was like a T-shirt on there.
He's ironing a T-shirt. My nigga's ironing a T-shirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's ironing it like just a regular.
It's an undershirt at that. It looked like it just has to be crisp. But my dad's always been like that. He's been like on a plus 30 day. He's taking 2 showers a day type dude. Like he's not a dirty dude. Like he doesn't like no.
2 showers a day.
Yeah,
so your mom's got money.
I guess. Like, I don't know. He's frugal in everything else. One thing, you know what? One thing, honestly, when I was at my pops, made me feel like a complete piece of shit. I opened up this dude's fridge, and he's literally got 3 bowls. And in the bowls, there's a piece of paper towel and then just, like, 3 fresh peppers and, like, 2 onions and that's it.
That's all.
Like nothing else. I'm like, holy shit, you're serious, guy. No wonder you're outworking me.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like, he is healthy, pond healthy. I was like, yo, I took some pictures of his fridge and I was like, yo, Adri, this is how we need to be living. This is what we need to be doing. See them real changes. Like, get back to that essence.
Yo, if I did that shit, I'm pretty sure my daughter would run the fuck away.
Yeah, see, well, you with a little kid in the house, it's too hard.
Yeah, like, she'll snack on anything. So we keep stuff in the fridge that she can snack on. Like,
granola bars and all that good stuff.
Not granola bars too much. She likes cucumbers.
Oh, cucumbers,
baby
good.
Cucumbers.
Yeah.
She likes apples. She eat the shit out of an apple. I saw her one time snacking on some lettuce.
Oh, okay, sweet. You know well, saying? Then hey, that's a good example. If you got kid, not
that's what we try.
Main lining the fucking sugar all day and night.
Yeah, it's but when wifey's on a period.
Oh,
it's just sugar and chocolate everywhere. So now I'm like fighting ice creams.
Yo, I'm changing the name of period to diet deleter. Because if you had a fucking diet, it's gone on that period. And you know what? Like, you look at me. Like, look at me. I'm a weak nigga. So when she, so when she's like, I know it sounds bad, but should we eat pizza? Yes, fuck it. It is what it is. You're on your period. You know what I mean? We got to do it. So, but that was one thing. So I took the pictures of my pop's fridge and I showed her and she was like, what are we doing with our lives? What are we doing? So I was like, yeah, for sure.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. And when we moved to our new spot and we found out that Atlas delivers to that new spot.
Oh, because, yeah, they do.
For the first 2 weeks.
That was life. Because you're like, Atlas to the dough.
You know? And even driving to pick it up ain't no thing.
No. And actually, do you ever get, like, their four cheese pizza, the Atlas, where it's got, like...
It's like four different cheeses.
Like,
yeah, it's like cheddar, mozzarella, Monterey, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like something. And it's so flavorful. Just cheese, nigga. It's just like, and it's great.
It droops off your mouth like in the commercials.
It does. It's like true shit. Like you're pulling away and it's like, yeah, nigga.
Gooey as fuck. You get three cheese pizza and add pepperoni or add like green pepper. Green peppers, even. It's just like,
yeah.
And their sauce is so tangy. Pause.
Yeah, it's good. That was the pause worthy. I was like, tangy sauce? Yeah. I did want to say one more thing before we get into the first topic, and that is fuck whatever niggas is outside, because as I walked in,
oh my God,
these niggas is like, yo, if you don't got a man, I'll holla at you. And then my girl's like, no, he's right here. So now I got to have to deal with Big Head for like 2 days because random niggas is trying to holla.
They said that shit while she was present with you?
Well, I was already halfway through the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, they saw you get out the same car.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Because remember, she had to go to do my dad. So I'm here in my car. She took her own car home.
Yeah.
So I'm not trapped here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah, so no, we weren't in the same whip.
Oh, but they still like... Wow, that's deep. Hey. Niggas is vultures and shit. Who just goes out and be like, hey, if you ain't got a man, holler at me. Like, does that work?
I don't know. I have no clue.
It's like someone honking at a girl when you're in the car and you honk. Like, you run out of ideas.
Yeah, like, you know, if you just have me honking on the side of the street. Hey! Like,
hey!
Hey!
And you continue to drive. Like, I don't know. Anybody out there... Hit us in the comments if you honked at someone of the opposite sex. If a woman honks at a man, it's going to work. That man will hop in the fucking car.
Oh, absolutely.
Leave his family. Like, you start absolutely. A whole new life. But
you would probably have to have, like, the Porsche key hanging out of your pocket for a bitch to, like, honk at a dude walking.
Right? True.
If she's in a car and you walking, you better prove.
Right?
That the whip's just around the corner.
But you just got gray sweats where it's just like, yo, like. You're going to get, like, thrown in jail for indecent exposure. And she has to be dick deprived.
Yeah, like, to holler. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Or she just a hoe.
Crazy.
The niggas are fucking trash. Who the fuck that? I'm just thinking about it. It's like, even if you see a woman out going somewhere where she has business, what makes you want to think that you could just be like, hey, bitch?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't too bad. Like, he was, like, complimented her hair.
Yeah.
Because he was like, yo, your hair look nice. It's an interesting cut. It's original. She's like, yeah, thank you. And then he was like, yo, you should holla unless you have a man. And then she was like, he's right here.
Yo, you should holla unless you got a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, you should. Like,
but I will say that is right there. And I'm sure if I wasn't even in the picture that last part wouldn't have been said. But that there's a little bit of chivalry to that. Like, unless you got a man. A lot of niggas don't give a fuck.
Bruh, how weak is yo? You should holler. Even if there's nothing at the end. Yo, you should holler. Like, how do you respond to that? Should I?
Okay. Give me another big boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know. Like,
you
it's
can tell
crazy.
Off jump, that's going to be an in-depth, meaningful relationship.
Yeah. Exactly.
2 years in. Yo, make some breakfast. And you're like, oh, I thought he was an asshole. That's just how the nigga asked for shit.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was good. It was good. Sometimes I like them situations, you know, just to see how gal react.
Yeah, true.
It's like, you know, I shouldn't have to say nothing. You should be like, no. Like,
yeah.
I like that.
You don't have to, like, don't entertain that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't entertain it, you should.
Exactly. excuse me. Sorry about that.
Speaking of saving. Nah, this name is close. Fuck the segue.
About saving the children.
Save the what about the babies?
Let me hit you with this QAnon shit, and I'm sure we've all heard of this. August 8th, 100 protesters gathered in downtown Spokane and marched through the streets chanting "Save the Children" in an effort to raise awareness and start a conversation about child trafficking. Amongst the "Save the Children" signs were other signs like "Symbolism will be their downfall," # Pedowood, and WWG1 WGA, which stands for "Where One where we go one, we go all, which is in reference to QAnon, the conspiracy theory that has spread through millions of users through Facebook in the pandemic.
Okay, so before you continue now, QAnon, yes. Is QAnon the conspiracy theory or the group of people who...
So, and that comes right with the next sentence.
Okay.
QAnon is a theory alleging that President Donald Trump is engaged in a secret war against a cabal of Satanist child abusers in the government, entertainment, and media. The conspiracy theory has been linked to several violent crimes and labeled a potential domestic terror threat by the FBI.
Hmm.
So it's QAnon is like the theory. It's not a person. It's not a group.
Right.
And that's what confused me, because I thought that Anon dude, I thought this was like his movement he made or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know where this originates or anything like that. They don't really talk much about that, especially if they're linking it to like threats and shit.
I know there's stuff about Pizzagate and how that pizza is symbolism for it too. And
because they were running shit out of a pizza shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly it was like run out of pizza shops. So Facebook cracked down on QAnon on Wednesday, removing or restricting over 13,000 groups, pages, and Instagram accounts that push the content and discuss potential violence. I'm sure you've seen that because it's like, oh, God. And it's almost accepted for you to be like, if I see a child molester, I'm going to shoot him. And everybody's like it. You know what I mean? I think that kind of inciting of violence is what might have been raising flags for them. You know what I mean? Because, and I know, you and I know half the people saying it are never going to do that.
Ever.
But still, you know what I mean? There are a lot of Trump supporters at these rallies, but there are also a lot of Democrats that don't even follow QAnon. Again, because it's an easy entry in the guise of child protection. So what do you think about the entire QAnon thing and all this lately fucking child shit?
I don't know, man. I was reading into some stuff and it looks pretty deep and pretty fucking weird, if you ask me. So like with the pizza stuff and like the symbolism, and now there's like different toys. Like I know Trolls took a toy off a shelf because where a button was located.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a conspiracy theory until it was true. Just different things. I didn't know QAnon had anything to do with it. And I see people, a lot of people posting like there's like a satanic group that's kidnapping and eating children and wearing their faces and stuff, right?
Yeah. That's what it's basically supposed to
be. That lady. I can't remember what that lady is, but Hillary Clinton's supposed to be involved in it. All that shit. And it's tying into that. Then it ties into the Epstein thing. And
I get the tie into the Epstein thing, but I just think it's interesting that it is like Trump is battling this, because I think at one point Trump had said a quote like, I'm draining the swamp.
Right.
And people thought that that's what he meant, that he was getting rid of the pedophiles and media, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of people have been backing him because they think, I don't know. I just think it's genius, really.
So you think that this is being used just to boost Trump's political?
I do think that that's what they're using it for.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant because what it is a worthy cause.
Yeah,
you can't say shit about it, right? Yeah. Like, what way to switch the conversation? Like, I had a feeling that it was a little bit of an op, and I'm not saying it's an op. Obviously, child trafficking is wrong, sex trafficking is wrong, kidnap, all that. Like, no one's even going anywhere close to that or saying anything close to anything like that. I just feel like it was a bit of an op because it came out after... Basically, it was almost like the battle against systemic racism, and then once everybody kind of had to agree and all the proof came out and it was kind of a thing, then they have something else, right? This is their latest thing. So I noticed, because some people in the beginning would kind of relate it to certain black like issues, and I would say something and then they would be like, why the fuck are you even talking about black issues, guy? I'm talking about fucking children here. Like, I don't care about your other matters. It's all about these children, and I can't say anything.
Can you say all lives matter?
Which is what I did say.
My man.
Of course, in that respect, I was like, well, what about everybody?
Yeah, hit him
with the fucking... They're like, yeah, but we're not talking. You know, they just, it's beautiful because kids are so revered that you can't speak against it. Like, as soon as you try to say anything, they're just like, oh, you don't care about fucking children? You're disgusting. Like, they really go hard. So, hey, matching point.
I guess that's what it is, because it's just, I think it's the new conspiracy theory, but this one, Like, as far as conspiracy theories go.
And I think there's, okay, so I think there's truth to it.
Yeah.
We all know sex trafficking's real. We all know, and that's another reason why it's brilliant. Because it's not like it doesn't exist to the point where you could tell somebody to fuck off.
Yeah, you can't say, well,
no.
Kids aren't being trafficked, because they are.
And you wouldn't want to, because kids are being trafficked.
Exactly.
Like, I get it. They are the most important resource. I'm not trying to deny that. I'm just saying.
I don't think kids are a resource.
Well, maybe not a resource. Sorry. What are they? Well, when they always say children of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that you. Like, resources. The like, they're not a commodity.
Yeah, no, no, no. I didn't mean that. I guess resource was the wrong word. But they're the, I don't know. What are they? I don't fucking know.
But I feel what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. They're important. I don't know.
They're important.
Yeah, to the future. That's why I called them a resource.
The more you know.
Ding, ding. Nah, but what up?
Shoot the NBC shooting star over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do, 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 do. But, yeah, sometimes, like I said, I'm 100% down with it, of course. I want to be behind the movement. I don't want to see children be hurt or trafficked or anything. I think it's despicable, disgusting behavior, and I think it's matching point.
Yeah.
Niggas go home.
I think this was the...
This is the new cause that you can't deny, right? Like, as much as you want
to
say...
They had to make it something so fucking vile.
Yeah, that there's just no way that you could... You can't even bring up issues about black now because they're like, we're talking about children here. And you're like, wait, but wait, the whole thing that happened with all the Floyd and everything was supposed to be changes for black people. And y'all are fucking, you just took that away. You washed that with this. And now you can't even bring that up no more because, guy, we're dealing with something more important, children. And there's no way that in your right mind that you could fucking deny or detract from that. You know what I mean? So from that perspective is what I think about it, why it's an op a little bit. That's just my personal opinion, man.
Put on by Trump supporters.
I don't know if it is even by Trump supporters. I don't know. And you know what's beautiful about it is that even if you're like a Democrat person or whatever, because you know me, I'm a centrist, if anything, I don't know who's what. But if you even look at that, even Democrats, like it said in here, are at those rallies because who can't get behind saving children?
Saving the children.
Right? Like, it's beautiful. It's case in point, man. I still hope that, you know what? I still hope that we have enough steam behind it to see some of the systemic changes that we wanted to see or get candidates, especially in the government, to do things. Because even over this, even in Canada or wherever systemic racism exists, I hope that changes could still go through and we're not, and it's not a topic that's thrown out now. Because a more important fight came along, they say. Like, you know what I mean? That's all. That's the only thing that I think was kind of dubious about the whole thing.
Could you believe that there is a satanic cult that's kidnapping, trafficking, and eating children?
Yeah, I could. That's the sad thing. I could see it. Like, I don't think.
But do you think Trump's battling it behind the scenes?
That's the part that I. Question.
That's kind of like,
because they're like, because you hear the wording secretly, right? Which means he could just not be doing it, but that's part of what they're trying to tie it to, yeah, right? So that like, people
he doesn't say anything. Well, it's secret.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It just I really didn't understand how much of everything was for political gain until recently. Everything is for political gain. I was even reading something. Because, you know, we're Canadian boys, so I don't really know too much about, like, politics. But I was reading something about, like, Donald Trump at one point saying that he was going to bring law and order. And I think Nixon said that, too, when they were writing up some of them crime bills. It was, like, law and order. And that was kind of a racist way of saying,
oh, yeah,
we're going to
crack down
on niggas and shit like that right? Too, with the whole law and order. And that's why if you look, a lot of the police associations and a lot of that and all that, they support the Republic. The Republican side. So even defund the police from the Democrats is a move because to destabilize, like, it's all a move. Like, I just can't believe how every fucking thing is a move.
Everything.
And I think this is a move. And you know what the beautiful part about it is? I think there's reality to it. I think there's merit. And so it's perfect. It's a perfect attraction.
You can't be relevant. And deny it and stay relevant.
Yeah. Like, you got to, like, right, anybody could just say, they'd be like, okay, black people, but what about the children being stolen? And you would almost have to be like, You're right. That is much more important than black people getting killed by police. Like, I just think it was genius. I don't know. That's where I come on thinking that it's a little bit of an op. So that's my thoughts.
I'm confused.
On it.
I like those. I like your thoughts. I didn't know too much about that. Now that I know, I'm definitely gonna be looking into this motherfucking shit.
Yeah, yeah. Look into it more, man, because I don't know. It's just like I said, I knew something was going on when I saw all of my right-wing friends, because they all have these waves, and you can see, right? Like, first it was that you could tell they're all getting their memes from the same place. You could tell their arguments are coming from the same source, because it's like all of a sudden, all of them will be championing the same new thing, right? Like, remember for a minute, there was Irish slavery, yep. And then it was, well, white people are shot more, and then it was like they all champion the same kind of rhetoric, right? So as soon as I seen every single one of those dudes talking about pedophiles and what about the children, and then when I would try, then they would try to compare things and I would try to say something and they'd be like, oh, well, what about, I knew it was a little bit of an op, man, which is why I wanted to bring that up. I don't know how popular that what I just said is going to be.
Hey,
but I'm not against kids.
That's how you feel. Like, exactly. Like,
just, I'm not against kids, and I do want to see it stop. I believe it's real. Yeah. Don't fucking at me. I believe it's real. I believe it's important. I believe it's something that needs to happen. But I do believe
that this ain't it.
Exactly. Like, I do believe that there's a little part of this that they're saying that this is for political shit, and I'm sick of that political shit. Like, do shit just for humanity. That's the problem with motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's all, everything's political.
I didn't know that. I didn't follow politics. I didn't care. Now I realize that every fucking thing is political. Everything is a move. Like, everything. It's sad, man.
Speaking of fucked up shit happening in the entertainment industry, I think we talked about this episode, last episode or episode before last.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon had that interview with Professor Griff.
Yeah.
And everybody said, or Viacom, I guess, said that it was anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then he had to say sorry, and he had to go see the rabbis and shit.
Yeah, exactly, right? Now, Viacom, what happened? So they basically took him off of Wild 'N Out. But Nick's been the face, or they either that or they canceled Wild 'N Out. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Nick Cannon created Wild
'N
Out.
Or didn't he get fired from that?
Fired from Wild 'N Out.
But now I think he got fired from Viacom, which was the big move, right? Even though he apologized and shit like that. So then he went back and was like, I want Wild 'N Out. It's mine.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck you. We own it.
Yeah. There you go. So, because he made Wild 'N Out.
Yeah. It's his property. Everything he's done, he built that brand.
And it's been going since 2005.
Yes. He built that brand from the ground up, his own shit. I watched the first episodes. They were horrible.
Trash.
So, like, yo, this nigga kept at it, and he does deserve his property, but keep going.
Yeah, so according to The Shade Room, he plans to take legal action and sue Viacom for $1.5 billion.
Would it be? Billion, nigga.
Billy.
Yeah.
It's the estimated, what they estimate the worth of the long-running show. Basically, it's just that simple. Wild 'N Out belongs to Nick. That's what his team told TSR, The Shade Room. The show was created by Nick Cannon with his idea and original thought. Wild 'N Out has brought billions of dollars of revenue to Viacom since 2015, and Nick deserves and has earned everything it is worth. Now, if you think about Wild 'N Out and the amount of money it has brought to Viacom, and Viacom CBS being like a major, major broadcaster or whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that they owe him Wild 'N Out, or they should keep it? Like, do you think he's right in suing them for $1.5 billion?
I think that black people need to read contracts and accept what they signed.
Okay.
And I don't know if that means you need more education or whatever, but if you didn't have the belief in yourself, so they threw $100,000 at you, and then they said, well, we're just going to keep all the royalties, and you thought it was just going to be a little two-year show, and it became a 15-year they took the risk.
Don't you think they between 2005 and 2020 there was some amendments and updates to that contract? I mean, the contract's only as good for – there's got to be a
– yeah, there's got to be re-signed dates or whatever, but I mean, if he signed – if he basically shopped the show to them and then they were like, yes, we will buy that intellectual property. Like, if they own Wild 'N Out, then I kind of feel like that's Nick Cannon's fault. And you know what? There's a couple rappers right now who are in the same fucking boat.
Right.
You got Meg Thee Stallion. Yep. You got me. They're starting to, and it's like, if you fucking signed it, I know you're short-sighted. I get it. You're broke. Whatever's whatever. I don't think McKenna was broke though. But
no,
anyways,
I think McKenna's been making already TV eating, money for
like
a
hard.
While.
Yeah. So, but like in a Meg Thee Stallion or even the Migos who are complaining about their contracts now, it's like you were broke. They threw $20,000 signing bonus in front of you, but they owned 80% of the next five albums. And on album three, you're the biggest rapper in the world. Well, you should have had more faith in yourself and not took the $20K and negotiated higher ownership of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Megan Thee Stallion went to college.
Right.
If you're supposed to be a smart nigga, you're supposed to be reading contracts, man. Like, you...
But what did she go to college for? It doesn't mean she's smart.
Yeah, but you, but to go to college, you should at least be smart enough to do the due diligence that you need to do in business.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck
it. Read the contract.
Yeah, like, you should have just read the shit, got it to a lawyer, gave it, but everybody just wants to sign. They want to be hot. They want to flash Gucci. They want to wop, wop shit. Like, tomorrow, they just want to be on WAP and shit. Like, and by WAP, I mean WAP. Please don't at me, Italians, or whatever.
I think everybody knows
WAP. No, I've seen people being like, WAP's racist. And it's like, it's WAP, niggas. Like, that's not WOP. Yeah, not what without papers, which is what the Italian WAP stands for. But yeah, like, I just think I do. Okay, so I agree that niggas are robbing people. And I agree that Nick deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that if I was signing your show, I'm going to look out for my best interests and you need to look out for yours. And no, and you can't expect me to look out for yours when we're not boys.
Would you sue like Nick did then? Like, if you brought this and like, you're fired for saying this, and we don't even know if that's a part of his contract where you know what I'm saying? You could just be fired on the spot like that
and lose your whole fucking property.
Yeah.
I would definitely try to go with some sort of legal recourse because I don't agree with his firing and all that shit. All I'm talking about is, yo, man, I don't know what kind of reach we get. I don't know what is going to happen in the future. But if you rhyming, just be careful before you sign your shit away. I know maybe you don't see the pop coming, but that's what they're hoping for. You know what I mean? They're hoping to sign you for little
and
then
long.
Take an untapped potential that you might not even see. And blow you up way bigger than you ever thought you could be because guess what? You signed for fucking 5%. That's what they want to do. Have more belief in yourself. And if they fucking want to tear up the contract, then continue at it independent. But if you were desperate and you fucking just signed because you wanted to be signed, I don't know if I could... Like, did they put a gun to your head, Nick?
Because
you know what? If you put a gun to a nigga's head and make him sign a contract, that's illegal. Like, we could that we could sue for
under duress.
Yeah,
under duress. But it's one of those things where it's like if taking somebody's dream. So let's say he went down and said, "This is the idea I have for Wild 'N Out," and taking that and throwing like they probably threw a pile of money at him. They probably threw like
because they believed in it.
5 mil.
Because they believed in it.
Right, and
we bought.
That may be the equivalent. And giving him such a shitty contract, if it was a shitty contract, right? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if he was in it for 15 years, and I've never seen huge scandals with Nick Cannon, and I've never seen the down-and-out Nick Cannon. So I don't even think that this was a horrible contract.
No, I don't think that it was a horrible contract at all.
I think the reason why he may be suing is because he believes that Viacom may have been in breach of contract with the firing. And that's why he's suing for the money. Because he's not suing to get Wild 'N Out back. He's suing for the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's
so
not
if
saying.
They were in, so, okay. So if they're in breach of contract for firing him, which is a 180 turn from him losing the intellectual property that he created for 15 years, which is what the conversation started on, then I agree with you. Because if I was wrongfully fired, then I want my money.
Right,
and he deserves it, and there's no other discussion.
Not even that it's different from the conversation we started on. It's just like a different angle, right? Because it's just saying that Wild 'N Out belongs to Nick, but he's suing for money. He's not suing for Wild 'N Out.
Yeah, so but he's suing. But if he's suing because he thinks that Wild 'N Out's worth X and X, and he deserves some of it,
right? But
that I don't agree with.
But okay,
if it's a wrongful, if you're talking about a wrongful termination suit and that's $1.5 billion, go for it, Nick. I agree with you.
But he's saying, okay, so he's taking legal action and suing the company for $1.5 billion, right?
Yes.
And it's saying that this is the estimated worth of the lawn running show.
So that would be.
If he wants the show, he would sue for the show.
But he wants the money, the worth of it.
He wants the worth of the show.
If he walks away with a fucking Billy, who cares about the show?
Right. And he's suing it for the worth. But if you sue, it's almost saying that I'm suing for 1.5 Billy, knowing full well they're going to settle for a huge amount.
$900 million or whatever.
Yeah, there's
gonna
be a settlement.
If they even have to.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna have to bring up the, you know, let me put it this way. Say I came to you and I was like, yo, man, I want to make a tinfoil hat t-show DDN. You're like, okay, cool. You don't have to pay for none of the studio, nothing like that. You know why? Because guess what, T? I think that you're dope, you know, and DDN owns the show. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay the studio things. I didn't pay for you to do any of the marketing. You did that all on the strength of your belief. And then I want to quit. Well, are you going to give me the show that you put all your money into building?
That's not if you want to quit. It's you're in the con. Whoever put money into building the show.
So I get on my show 1 week and I say, yo, fuck DDN.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah.
If you put all, we put all the money into building the show or whatnot, this, that, and the third, right? But
yeah,
we're building it off of you. Wilding Out isn't built off of Viacom. It's not built off of MTV. It's not built off of anything. It's built off of the power of Nick Cannon itself. Number one. Number two, if you signed a contract, that means the contract is guaranteeing your services and the services of the company you're signing with. So for at the end of the day, he's still under the impression that he's going to be with Wilding Out or doing Wilding Out for a specific period of time. We fired you because we didn't like what you said. I don't know the details of the contract, but if you got fired on the spot right then and there and we kept everything and we're getting sued, someone's looking at the contract and saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's what I catch out of it. He's not just suing because he signed a bad contract or didn't read the contract. He's suing because, hey, I should have, I signed something that guaranteed me to be a part of this for the next umpteen years.
Yes.
$1.5 billion worth of years. How, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
but I guess, but like I said, if we're taking this from a wrongful termination suit, then I agree. Mm-hmm. He should get his money. If he proves that he was terminated wrongfully, then he wins. Because he lost a show through that. I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
If he's just mad that the show isn't his.
Well, if he's mad that the show.
After he got fired.
But if he's mad that the show isn't his, then he wouldn't be suing for money. He'd be suing for the show. That's just my assumption based off of what he's suing for. If he's like, well, that show's mine, he'd be taking them to court for the rights to the show. Because he knows owning the show now is going to get him more than $1.5 billion because of the popularity and the money that's already been bringing into Viacom. He owns the show. He's going to keep doing that independently or through Revolt TV or through Showtime or whatever, right?
So then...
That's what I think.
I agree with you. So then how could you be suing me for the worth of the entire show?
So
if this isn't about the show, mm-hmm, and you just want the money the show's worth...
I think it's taking into account, okay, so it's saying like the estimated worth of the long-running show, I think it's taking into account if he would have stayed with the contract for the length of that contract, how much his cut of that show would have brought in between the date he got fired and when the end of the current running contract would be. So, for example,
if he signed up for 6 years, think that
and he got fired 3 years in, he's suing for the amount that he... The amount estimate, probably a little bit more. This is America.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But probably suing for... the 3 years that would be remaining. It's like, well, in the next 3 years, it would have brought the estimated worth of that show in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Just that 3 year worth, not overall, is $1.5 billion. I want that money then.
But then, so that wouldn't that only be employee fees, like your salary then?
I don't know. I don't know if it's employee fees. I don't know if it's marketing, merchandising. I don't know if he gets residual. I don't know if he gets points off of the show. I don't think he's an employee. I think he's a partner of the show. I think he has intellectual. I think there's probably so many different things to have that that net worth at $1.5 billion.
Yeah. And without knowing the details of that, I can't talk because.
We can just speculate.
Because, I mean, if you're like, what if the contract's only 2 years? Like, nigga thinks he gets 1.5 for 2 years? You know how many headlines that would make if he signed
that? What if he didn't have a contract?
That's what I mean.
No,
like,
everybody's fucked.
I think given the nature of the lawsuit, I think it's hard to really say to just be like, oh, well, what if he was supposed to work for the next 9 years? Because if he signed anything where in the next 3 or 4, 5 years, he was supposed to somehow net $10 billion or $1.5 billion, and that was never said, he's got to be deriving that value from more than just his services. But again, I don't know how much ownership he had in the show. You might be right. Maybe he was entitled to a cut of the profits of the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was entitled to this or that. But if they could take it by firing you, like you said, obviously he doesn't think that that's right.
Exactly. So, and it's one of those things where it's going to be, it's a weird, it's like a weird situation because all, like you said, all we don't know, we have no idea. And all we're going to do is just sit here and speculate out of our ass. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's really hard to speculate, but basically if he is not fighting for the intellectual property and just fighting for his cut of what was supposed to happen for the rest of the years that he was under their employ, then I get, even if he didn't, if he deserves that money, I think he should fight for it. I'm just saying, if this is a contract thing, I think niggas need to read it a little closer or have more belief in themselves. Maybe he thought it was just going to be a little fucking throwaway show and never thought it was going to turn into. You saw those first eps.
Yeah.
I didn't see that as a 15-year staple. So it's easy to say that he might have signed him and like, yo, just give me 10% of the show. And now he's fired and he's like, yo, man, this show brought in fucking $300 billion. I should be getting more or whatever the fucking case. We need to know more particulars, man.
Yeah, because based off of some of the, like, how Nick talks about black-owned businesses and things like that, I feel like between 2005 and 2010, and it's saying, okay, so first of all, it's brought in $1 billion of revenue to Viacom since 2015. So not even the full life. In the last 5 years, they've gotten over $1 billion in revenue, which is crazy off of what I know. But yeah. I really feel like he would have been the one to amend his contract because of the success of it and to because he's smart with business. And I'm he has to be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he has to be. But like I said, sometimes you might sell yourself short on something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, like me and you said one day, we were like, yo, man, if Spotify came up right now and offered us $10,000 an app, we taking it. What if we really find out that we should have had Joe Rogan $55 million money off it? But at this moment, $10,000 is like, yo, I don't know if I, you know what I mean?
An episode?
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, yo, kid, get it. Like, fuck, you'd be dumb not to.
We signed that. Like, that's.
But because we might not see the vision.
That's $20,000. That's like a $20,000 paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Even if we don't see the vision.
No, but my point is.
We living good.
Yeah, but the point is that. And this, see, and I think that this is only going to exacerbate my point. Niggas could get wowed with a little bit of money depending on what the position they're at. Yeah, and I'm not saying $10,000 is a little bit of money. I'm saying in the scheme of things. Like, I want all the smoke all of a sudden? Like, NBC is like, doo-doo-doo-doo, I want all the smoke. Fucking niggas are like, Joe Biden's like, I want smoke. And, like, we're just like, yo, what the fuck? We don't... But, oh, and all of a sudden we're just like, god damn, this is the world. Like, why did we ever say yes to $10,000?
Damn, y'all niggas, son, where'd you find this?
Y'all niggas owe us money. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of, I'm not saying that you're just dumb signing a contract. I'm just saying sometimes maybe you didn't see the vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if you were like, yo, tinfoil hat tea, guess what? I'm going to do this marketing with this. I'm going to fucking make a shirt with this. Boom, boom. It's going to be this. And then all of a sudden, like, the whole of country is fucking on it. You're going to be like, guy, I made it. I know it was UT. That's why I'm giving you $10,000 in that. But you don't deserve 50%, guy. I'm the one who came up with the shirts, came up with the thing, did the marketing, put up the money for the marketing. Let's not even forget. And you know what? We really want to talk about niggas at the top, and even what you said, I think there's a fundamental understanding that I think you and everybody in the entertainment industry needs to realize is that they built the stage that Nick Cannon stands on. So if you think that it was built off Nick Cannon, I don't think that people at the top think that way.
True.
They're just like, that's nah, true. Nigga, what cameras would you use? What channel would it be on? What like, they own the fucking channel you're on. So there's a way that they're like, no, guy, we blew you up because we put you on a channel on the stage with the good cameras. We gave you the good writer, our good promotion. We get like, no, nigga, like, you don't. I think that some of these dudes, unless you're independent, own a lot less than you think. And I don't think the dudes at the top who are the brainchild of some of this shit look at dudes like Nick Cannon like, yo, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be making this. But no, they're just like, yo, man, if it wasn't for us putting the team behind Nick Cannon, he would have never made us the bill. Like, I don't think that they're just like, yo, Nick Cannon did it all. Like, I don't think that you're getting that from them at the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what, though? That's a good way to think of it. Though, yo, listen, wherever you are, they built the fucking stage.
Yeah.
I put that to America.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, that's what I'm talking about.
Regardless of if it was built on slaves, regardless if it was built on slaves, white people,
they own
the stages.
So whatever you got on and got famous on, guess what? We still put you on there. And I think they feel that way.
And let's just say if they fired him because they thought that was the entertainment industry and it's Viacom.
Yeah.
And they feel like what he said was anti-Semitic.
Uh-huh.
But if Jews run it and niggas run around in it, he got fired by the same people that feel like they offended him or that he offended them.
Yeah, that's why they fired him.
Yeah, so
that's exactly why they fired him, because I think the head of Viacom is like a Jewish dude, and they were like, I can't even believe you would have that shit on, dude. Like, I'm your boss,
and
essentially.
And it's a wrap.
You know what I mean? So
my $1.5 billion?
But, yo, that's what I'm talking about. But, hey, that just shows you that sometimes intellectual property and branding matters. And speaking of branding, did you hear about the fucking Lethbridge Clothing Company and their branding?
Oh, my goodness. I just got to come out here and just do it. It's been a run. It's been a while since we gave someone.
Exactly, man. So there's been major backlash for the Lethbridge Clothing. Okay, so just in case anybody doesn't know that, we're going to give you a little background. Lethbridge is a town in Canada, Calgary, or Alberta, Canada. Sorry, it's not a town. Calm down. I just lost my words. It's a little town.
I can't laugh, nigga.
Yeah, you can. It's a little town in Alberta. You know what I mean? You might not have heard of it, but it's around our way, and it did get this did get national coverage. There's been major in Canada, so just, you know, because I know a lot of our listeners are
in the States.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so they might not. Yeah,
this happened
in
Canada.
Yeah, so this
and you might
not
be surprised that you think Canada has no racism in
family. Exactly. You think it's nice up here.
It's not.
There's been major backlash for the Lethbridge Clothing Company, White and Privileged, which is sending a message many would consider racist. The clothing company had ads that included photos of what I'm guessing are white teenagers or young adults holding guns and sporting their brand, White and Privileged. The site was promptly reported to Facebook, Instagram, and Shopify, as well as Ford and Jeep, whose vehicles were used in the advertisements. Jeep Canada responded, calling the post disturbing, and added inclusion and the celebration of diversity and the absolute rejection of racism and bigotry are foundational corporate values at the Ford. Exactly. We will investigate this.
I pushed that too early. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It actually scared me. I was like, whoa, what the fuck did I do? I was like, shit, they shooting.
I gotta kick you under the table or something when I'm about to do a
gunshot. Yeah, it's all good. I know. It should startle me. Alberta singer-songwriter Katie Lang, which is another kind of Canada famous.
Oh, shout out Katie Lang. I haven't heard about Katie Lang in a while.
She tweeted that it was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Anti-racism advocates say people need to be aware of the language they are using, whether it is intentional racism or not. Using racially exclusive language is a problem because you are giving racist people a space to have a voice. Even though I'm sure the kids thought it was a joke, many racist people will take that kind of shit seriously. Even the mayor said, this behavior is not tolerated or acceptable in our city. Part Aboriginal, part Spanish girlfriend of the clothing company owner says they have received numerous threats and no longer feel safe in their home because their address got posted. She also said that she told them it wasn't a good idea. Is White and Privileged Clothing a good idea?
That's the wrong one.
I was like, today on. Exactly.
Today on White and Privileged. No. So I saw them on the news today. Yeah. And this dude looks like someone. He looks like a Dean Devlin.
Yeah. He definitely looks white and privileged.
White and privileged.
Yeah.
Yet not knowing what white and privileged means. No. I definitely. But
and you know he doesn't because on, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to interject with that. You know he doesn't because I was seeing like on his, I think it was an Instagram post he put up where it was like a bunch of white dudes and they were like, I'm not, here's my privilege. I just got to work hard today or I'm so privileged. Like I'm just white working hard. Like, that's what white privilege means, that you don't fucking work hard.
Yeah. Like,
that's annoying as fuck. People don't even know. You made a clothing line off shit you were ignorant about.
You and the fact you're white privilege, the fact that you made a clothing line about this is proof that you're
privileged. That's your privilege. You're white and privileged. You made a clothing line about it and sold it, and mad people are getting behind you.
Right? And then you apologize on the news. I don't know why you guys would be so upset. Okay, cool. We meant it as a joke. Okay, yeah. Cool. We understand that you meant it as a joke, but you didn't mean it as a joke to make fun of white privilege. You meant it as a joke to make fun of the statement white privilege and to take the power out of...
Throw it in faces.
Yeah, throw it in faces and take the power out of the statement white privilege, because white privilege is a statement that needs power. We need our white allies to understand, hey, and understand what white privilege is.
Yeah.
Doing this takes away that understanding. Because people are like, well, I'm white and I wasn't born with a silver spoon, so I'm not privileged, right?
Exactly.
And then that takes it away. Whereas, like, okay, and then it adds the fuel to us, to people saying, well, white privilege is a racist statement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes all the negativity, all the positive, because white privilege is a positive thing. Because if you have white privilege, you can use that to create equality and to take down barriers.
Exactly. If you actively fight against it,
because
you know what I mean,
white privilege is not something that you went out and said I want to get.
No, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. We can't speak to everybody in the whole fucking world, but I do want it to be known that white privilege is not a ticket you punch.
Yeah.
It's not a job you get.
It doesn't.
It's not something that you fucking choose to.
It's passive.
Yes, white privilege passive.
Is passive.
So,
and
the whole idea that you don't work hard or nothing like that is fucking complete trash. Even if it was a joke, like I was saying in my little spiel there, it still gives a voice to people, and that's the problem. Because guess what? You think it's a joke, and then there's a whole fucking clique of people who ordered your shirts, and they're wearing that shit with the full intent. White people are more privileged and better. Regardless of whether you think it's a joke, your clothing is going to be used in that capacity, which is the fucking problem, right?
It's one of those, not every, what they say, yo, not every Trump supporter is racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter.
Exactly.
Not everybody who buys that clothing line is going to be a racist, but every racist is going to buy that cold clothing line.
Exactly, and wear it and just be like, what? Oh, why are you so mad, Snowflake?
So, yeah, you a SJW?
Yeah.
Like, so, number one, it was the dumbest shit to do to make that. Number two, it's not a fucking racism. Yeah, go ahead. Racism, racial, not even racial equality, racial conversation is not a fucking joke.
Yeah.
When you have people on both sides of the fence dying, you got white people getting killed by motherfuckers that feel the same way that are people that are buying this white privilege shit.
Yeah.
And you got niggas getting killed by motherfucking the police and everything like that. This isn't a joke.
No.
But the positive thing that came out of this is there's a conversation.
Exactly.
And if he did put this out as a tongue-in-cheek joke, and he on the news he said he's taking it down, he's da-da-da-da, this, that, and the third. And let's say there is that conversation now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say he understands it now.
Yeah.
And he knows better now. That's the positive that came out of it.
The worst part about it is I think he did know better.
Probably.
Like, I don't think that this was anything but exactly what you think it is. And what else is he going to say to the news?
Money. It was a way to make money. To capitalize off of what's going down. And
exactly.
His girlfriend said it's not a good idea. So someone
she
was
told
there.
Them and was like, guys, this isn't a good idea. And he was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, and from a pure aesthetic standpoint, the shirts look clean. Like, I get why you get that design. And I could see how you would think that would go viral. And there's a lot more white people than there is black people.
Now.
I know, man. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a three to dun to duns. That's a record. I'm just saying, but you saw this dude, right?
Yeah, I did.
This dude looks Lethbridge.
Yeah, no, this is like, this no is surprise. Like straight out of Lethbridge.
There's
like,
no surprise.
SOL, like straight out of Lethbridge.
SOLMETHOD.
Yeah, exactly,
man.
Yeah, no, it was fucked up. I thought that we should bring it up. You know what I mean? Hit us up, would you? To anybody of our white allies that listen,
we would ask on this.
To any of the white allies that we listen to, would y'all fucking buy white and privileged, or any of our listeners?
Yeah, would you buy a white and privileged shirt?
You know what I mean?
If you would, what is the message that you're trying to put out? Because I could see, like, I don't know. I'd like to see a bunch of people in white and privileged shirts still doing Black Lives Matter shit.
Yeah, that would be everybody great. For a fucking loop.
Be like, yeah, you this ain't racist anymore, motherfuckers.
Exactly. I'm white and
privileged. Fuck your shit up.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
I just thought that shit was ridiculous.
Awesome. I mean...
awesome absolutely. That way. Awesome how we expose motherfuckers. Is what you mean.
I don't know what the fuck I mean anymore. Speaking of exposing motherfuckers, I thought we'd have time for one more topic, but we don't.
Aww.
Fortunately.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I think we had some good topics.
We did, man. It was good talks.
King's Disease. Nas put out a new album called King's Disease. 13 songs and 38 minutes. And guess what?
What?
We listened to it.
Yeah.
Couple of times.
I did. I actually did rock it a couple times, man.
Did you listen to the Boldy James album though?
No, I didn't.
Okay. We have to have a conversation about that. Cause
well, there's got to be a slow week where we could maybe, I don't know.
That might even be something where we just throw in there.
Yeah.
Just like a Griselda topic.
Yeah.
King's Disease. What'd you think about the album?
Well, I wrote down a couple little notes on it. I did think that, actually, to tell you the truth, you know what? Sometimes I don't really like Nas projects. But I will say that this was a really good conscious black album.
Mm-hmm.
I would call it semi-chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're definitely not listening to this before you go fight UFC.
No.
You know what I mean? No. But it had a really good, I don't know, I felt it had a good vibe. I actually liked it.
It did. It definitely, it had a good vibe. I agree. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Some of the things that I thought stood out for it, like, and this isn't about the tracks I'm picking necessarily, but I thought Ultra Black was a really good track.
Yeah.
That was produced by Hit-Boy. That beat was sick. I like that track. I thought Full Circle, which was the newest offering from The Firm, was dope to me.
Yep.
All the verses were sick. The beat was sick, which I guess was another Hit-Boy produced track.
A lot of Hit-Boy tracks. Yeah. Actually.
And I like that Foxy tried to channel her old shit.
It was so off.
Like you could tell she was trying so hard because even after you can hit me at the hot spot, like she totally went like Missy Lil' Kim with the kind of regular chick voice after the first Firm. Cause remember the old Foxy was just like, I felt fucked up, I can't lie, she was shook, mega open the chest. And she kind of tried to go back to that, but it sounded like old.
Like and it sounded like overly, didn't the vocals sound overly processed?
Yeah,
like it was. Yo, shout out to whoever the engineer is on that track.
Yeah. I thought 10 Points was a good track.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting that Nas, see, what the fuck? Tupac Shaker. Nas. By the way, I have a friend named Nas who's a friend from childhood. He's Lebanese. So, yes, I do say Nas.
See, and then we used to call.
Because it's actually Nasir.
And we have Nassim.
Yeah.
And we have Nassim, but we call him Nas. It's not like his name is Nassim.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, I thought 10 Points was a good track, and I think it's interesting that Nas took credit for King.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it. I'm going to believe him because, I mean, King. It's Nas, but he said in that one track, he said
Peace King. He said, I said Peace King, and then named the track he said it on, and then everybody, basically he said, he was the first one to say Peace King.
And it caught on, and now look, everybody calls everybody King. I thought that was interesting because I didn't know that. So that's pretty much some of the highlights and standouts I thought of the album. Again, like I said, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I did think it was a nice, conscious album.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to see artists make, I'm glad a big mainstream artist is doing this, you know what I mean? Because he don't need the money. So he's not worried about popping or making any of that weaponized shit. What did you think of it?
I fucking dug this album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I really, really dug this album. One, it's one of the albums. I truly feel like Nas was listening to these bloggers. Nas was listening to these Vlad TV interviews.
About his beat choice?
Yes.
Yeah, because he really stepped up beat choice in this.
Stepped up his beat choice. I don't know if the whole thing was produced by Hit-Boy, but it had like a majority of it was Hit-Boy.
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
I like how Hit-Boy takes boom bap, old school style, and mixes it with the new school trap.
Yeah.
It sounded real good. Some of the standouts, of course, just like you said, I do like Ultra Black was definitely a good one. I like the little shot he took at Doja Cat.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a thing. That's cool.
Till the War is One with Lil Durk. I fucks with Lil Durk. I like that Chicago shit, you know what I'm saying? I like them Chicago niggas. I like it when they're doing something positive and not killing each other.
You know what? I didn't write that in the notes, but I do want to say I agree with you on that. And from what I've heard of Lil Durk before, I did think that his range was shown on this. I didn't like it vocally as much as I wish I did, but I love the content of it. I did think the flow was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right, man. I like that too.
Speaking of Chicago rappers, rest in peace, FBG Duck. I also like that one line on "Till the War Is Over." He's like, "God bless the women who lost their son." God bless the women who lost their sons. That's definitely in today's day and age is such a short thing to say, but it's such a deep message because a lot of people, and especially having a Chicago rapper on there, and where black men in Chicago are dying at an alarming rate, by the hands of their peers and stuff like that, which is crazy. I like the fact that he brought Brucey B on there. It reminded me of the 80s and, like, I was, you know, how they didn't pay in full. It was like, yo, Mitch just stepped into the house. Shout out to Money Making Mitch. You know?
It did have a good. I've never heard Brucey B before, I got to be honest.
I've heard him on a couple of tracks before and, like, old school stuff and, like, that some of the stuff, like, Funk. I think he was on Funk Flex's The Tunnel.
Okay.
He didn't do music. He's like a watered down Fat Man Scoop, right? I think he's a DJ that just announces.
He drop a verse in that track? I feel like there was a verse.
I don't know if it was a verse. It was just him. I think it was just him. Oh, that was just him.
Okay, and I just thought it was a verse because maybe I was, you know how it is.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I feel you. Full Circle. I like Full Circle.
Yeah,
you
man. You know what I'm saying? The reemergence of the firm, baby.
The firm. Like Dre's cameo at the end when he was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? They didn't put him in there, so it was like a nice, pleasant surprise.
AZ was fucking sick in that track. Like, what that wouldn't just. Man, that first line where he's just like, man, the fest, it flows so sick. The line, I was like, oh my God, it was dope.
I had it on in the car and I had to check to see if I finished the album.
Yeah.
And went to a different.
Yeah, because it was like, this is hard.
AZ, like, you know. But AZ, Nas, and Cormega.
And Foxy.
No. AZ, Stop Nas, and, hold on. I'm not hating. I got a clear statement.
Okay.
AZ, Nas, and Cormega were on a specific subject, stayed on that subject, and rapped about it.
Yeah.
The fuck was Foxy talking about? She wasn't even close to the subject, and her rhyme scheming A and B, like the two, like let's say stanza A and stanza B, didn't even relate to each other.
You know what?
She said, name a bitch harder than me. And before she said the next word, I named four.
Harder, though? Who's harder?
Harder than Foxy?
Yeah.
Right now? Let's see. SZA, her, Rhapsody.
Rhapsody's Young harder Ma. Than Foxy.
Harder.
I don't know about that.
Rhapsody?
Harder? Nah, nigga.
Bro, ask Foxy if she could hear her coming.
I don't know what that means.
She went deaf. Do you remember she went deaf?
I didn't.
It was a horrible joke.
The fact that, you know what? But you
the
know
fact
what?
That I had to explain that shit is gone. You know what?
I don't know. Fucking Ingu is like throwing up on stage and shit. She was ratchet as hell, nigga. I don't know.
Yo,
I think
did you just hit her by her first name?
Yeah.
Inga?
Yeah.
Voxy's.
I think.
She ruined this song.
I think Foxy would fucking catch a bid before Rhapsody, man.
Young Ma, Young M.A.?
Young at me. Oh, I know. You know what?
You don't count her as a woman, do you?
Don't at me. Of course she's a woman. Of course she's a woman. I just be like, don't at me when I don't think that she's hard for real.
Remy Ma.
Okay, Remy is definitely harder than Foxy. Okay. So you named all you needed was one, because she did say name a bitch harder than me. So
But I don't
know. Okay, Rem definitely.
I wouldn't fuck with Ram.
No, me neither.
Like, she shot her best friend in the back of a limo and said, fuck it, I'm going to take the bid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
are you
pleading?
No, let's go to trial and everything.
Nigga, whatever.
Like, I shot her, but not guilty.
No, not harder than Ram. You're right.
But yeah, sorry, but Inga. The thing that's
you're definitely not the hardest. I'm sorry, Inga.
Corrupt going to come after
you. I got fucking proved wrong quickly on that one.
You know Corrupt still loves
you. Because you're right.
How much is that ring that Corrupt cut? Copped. I think that should be our
next
our playout song.
Do it.
The playout song. We should do How to Rob. But don't you feel like Foxy just sounded out of place on a firm track, which was like, that's what messed me up. Like,
I
she just sounded so out of place.
I actually didn't think she sounded out of place. I'll admit her lyrical content was a little weird, but hey, Where, but listen, where is Foxy? I feel like maybe these niggas are like chilling. They're like, yo, man, we're going to write a song down first, full circle.
Cool.
What album is it going to be on? King's Disease. It's all about like black empowerment and shit like that. I'm going to talk about a ton of black issues. What? If we're going to do a Firm track, we should call Foxy. Okay, call Foxy and tell her to write a Firm verse. Yeah, and then she shows up and she's just like,
it does her
she but was even, shook, mega open this chest. And they're like, bitch, we on pro-black shit right now.
It's just
like,
called full circle.
No one told me.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, full circle. You do shit to niggas and it come full circle.
Yo, she didn't need, nothing came full circle. And it sounds like it was written, recorded, and produced by someone that had no idea what was happening with it. It just, the audio of it sounds off.
It was a sent verse. They told her, send a Firm verse. And she fucking was like,
I don't think she did. I think
chop the other half. We got 3/4 of another key. Firm, baby. And they're just like, we're talking about getting off the streets right now. Like, I feel like she got hoodwinked into that verse. It sounded out of place.
It horribly out of place. And it didn't even sound good. And it was overly processed. Like, how much motherfucking compression are you going to put on one person's vocals?
I agree, but I don't think it was nigga playing. I don't think it was that. You're eating that shit for nothing. Like, it's all right.
Hold up.
You got classic Foxy on it. Fair use. Like a real one. Fair use. Yo. There you go.
I want to tell you, she starts off with a lie.
How?
Just listen, her first line is a lie.
Okay. You damn won't elevate you. Like a real one besides you is very
great. You're not a top five, nigga, dead or alive. Lie. How you gonna lie off the
first
jump?
First of all,
how you gonna lie off the jump?
If niggas who aren't the best can't rap about being the best, then we need to shut the whole industry down.
You can say you're the best, but as soon as you put yourself on a list.
Okay, I see what it is. As long as it's listless. Exactly. As soon as I say, I can say I'm the best, that. But you can't say you're number one.
You can't say you're on the You can't say you're on that list.
Who's better? Never mind.
Who's made something in the last 7 years?
Exactly, that's why she says you can't believe a bitch back. She says it.
just like that. Hold on. For mafioso shit. Ayo, Esco.
Name a bitch fucking with me. Did a bullet. I know. Okay. Don't say. Okay. Home Brooklyn gave me the key. No cap. Vex though, nigga, that's really rap though. Like really though, my nigga, she really back though.
Yeah, like really though, my nigga, she really one more time. Though. In my low ski low shit, nigga. Got my wolf skis low, kid, nigga. Calm digga song loaf is on my posters. Firm La Familia. First lady, nigga, Bonnie for real. Pussy pal. Why does it sound like she's rapping through a voice box?
I know. I told you. Because I think
it's like
they sent her the fact that they were doing a Firm track. And I think she tried to come on some old school Firm shit, trying to get a little buzz, and it came off odd.
And
like,
I think
she doesn't
even rap
like that no more. So
I think she recorded it on her phone, and they had to overprocess it to make it sound like it should go on an album.
Okay, so if she recorded it on a phone, that only adds credence to some things that I'm saying, because this bitch is in the hood on her phone, getting calls from the Firm talking about, you don't know bitch harder than me. She's probably in the hallway serving packs when she fucking dropped the verse, nigga. That's how it sounds like that. Yo. Because she's in a fucking hallway.
Yo, even the Million has a career now, fam. Come on now.
First of all, you don't know what Foxy's getting paid off of. So please don't check pockets about career.
Didn't she rob a Korean nail dude? She like smacked the Korean lady in the face that did her nails wrong.
Exactly. You know, fuck
that.
And
then took off.
Would you want your nails done wrong? Slap it. Okay. We could at least say this.
What kind of question is that?
No, we could at least say this. If she smacked a Korean bitch for doing her nails wrong, how does she not? How's Rhapsody harder?
Okay, but you know what though? I was wrong. It wasn't harder than me. Name a bitch fucking with me. Rhapsody fucks with her. And I was speaking like just on any level. On any level.
Yo, this kid doesn't like the legends, man. Fuck.
No, I love Foxy. I did.
You still should. It's right. Tasha pushed Tommy to kill. That was a dope line, though.
How?
You didn't think that was dope as line?
Tasha never fucked Tommy. Your whole timeline is off.
What are you talking about? The things that Tasha said were part of the reason when she dimed out Ghost for things that she did that made Tommy want to kill him.
Yeah, but she said pussy. The pussy pushed Tommy to kill.
No.
Hold on. Let's go back.
She had one dope line. I'm sorry. You're really adamant on pushing that to me. Like, you really adamant on pushing that.
I just said that line was dope. That's all I'm
saying. You got a little heated on that. No. You even did this.
I didn't do this.
And she did this to Tommy. And Tommy was there. And Tommy was here.
Well, that's because you were just like, no. You were just like, giving, like, let's.
Because you jumped out the gate. Yo, that was a sick line.
But that was, though. I just think, yo.
Hold on.
Nigga Bonnie for real. Pussy power like Tasha, push Tommy to kill.
Pussy power like Tasha, push Tommy to kill.
Okay, so how did Tasha's pussy...
No, her pussy's power, like Tasha, who pushed Tommy to kill. I don't know why you keep putting it in Tasha's pussy. It's not Tasha's pussy, nigga.
But she said,
it's Inga's pussy.
Pussy power like Tasha. So she's saying... pussy power.
Yeah, her pussy has power. Okay, yeah, nigga, see... This is why this nigga don't like Cam or nothing. That's why I had to do the fingers, nigga, because shit, I'm just kidding. It's real. You know what? Okay, here's the worst thing. It's not that hot, but I thought...
This nigga out the gate was like, yo, he even saw himself being so extra. He's like, no, I'm sorry.
But sometimes I do shit for, you know what I mean? I get heated into the show. Because honestly, I would never like really defend the bitch because she's not that dope. But I thought it was an okay verse.
That line was all right. Pussy power like Tasha. So the power, the show power. Yes. I wasn't even thinking about the name of the show.
Yeah.
She had one dope line on the iPhone 6.
One dope line on the iPhone 6, fucking packs in the hallway.
Cracked screen. I guaranteed Inga's phone has a cracked screen.
Definitely because she threw it at another bitch. That's what I'm saying. She's hard. Made my fucking bitch harder than me.
Remy Ma.
Remy Ma's in Blush Studios.
She's still
not rapping on iPhone 6s in hallways.
Oh, because she, you know, and she sounds like she rapped it in a studio.
She was probably having to, like, hold fiends back while they were trying to grab the phone, and that's why her voice sounds all weird, nigga.
Why?
She's hard.
Why wouldn't someone... I bet you this is what happened, okay? Because this is the same thing that happened when we tried to get Louis Rankin to do a drop for Project Boulevard, and Dwayne was like, yo, listen... Or Dwayne, I'm going to say that, because now I don't want to be giving everything, though. I'm just going to say Dwayne. But at the end, he was like, yo, he's like, listen... Just take what you have. I'll give you half the money you sent me back. I can't deal with this drunk... high man anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Louis was just like, he's like, yo, it was like nobody wanted just to do
messy.
It. And it kept messing up the drops, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's what happened. She kept sending back verses, and they kept saying, no, that's not what it is.
Maybe she sent something horrible back. And they had to digitize it and fuck it up just to make it sound good because she's recording back in her like friend's basement.
And the last one that she sent was like, they're like,
would you fuck Foxy?
Thanks, Inga. No.
No,
Foxy kind of seems like she's harboring a non-King's disease.
Really?
She's harboring. I wouldn't fuck Foxy. I wouldn't fuck Kim. I wouldn't fuck none of those bitches from back in the day. None of them.
Damn.
They was too much. They was too much. They wasn't Blue Cantrell.
Why? Wait.
So did you have any standouts?
Why would you bring out Blue Cantrell?
Well, you have any standouts?
Yeah. I've got a few. All I'm saying is, though. You're right, because I'm concocting way too much. I just can't get to my first standout. So my first track that I think should go on the mix is definitely Full Circle. And I know, I do, but I just do think it's...
Can we edit it?
No, but can we just... Mm-hmm. The rest of the song is extremely dope. Can we at least admit that?
Oh, it's a... The beat, and I think it was a Dre... No, it's actually Hit-Boy. Because Dre shouts him out. The beat,
it is Hit-Boy.
Nas Firm or Nas
because who drops the first verse? Who drops that in the first verse?
I think it's Nas.
Is it?
Or it could be AZ.
Yeah. Go to the No, you must be right. I just the beginning of that second verse. I think it's either it's AZ and it's. I talk to my box and can move. If women want business leather seats that are perforated. Yo. Some do malevolent snake shit. Yeah, you can miss me with that fake shit. Dialogue superb, flies cars on a curb. Word when I evolved, the higher God emerged. That's sick right there.
Okay,
that's sick right there. That.
And then you're gonna fucking sit here and defend this. You're gonna defend this? Kid, no cap though, facts though, nigga, that's really rap though. Like really though, my nigga, she really
back though. Like really though, my nigga, she really rap though. Okay.
The rhyme schemes Facts though, caps though, really facts though. Like really though, my nigga, she really rap though. Like really though, my nigga.
I agree. Okay.
How are you going to be a legend in the game and then point out that motherfuckers are surprised that she raps?
I guess.
Is that like a jab at like the females in the game now? Like at Nicki Minaj's and Cardi B's, like they don't write their own things?
Hey, you know what? If you look at it on a deeper level, because she's like, Zach, though, maybe she was making fun of that and then was like, yeah, but I really rap, though. And then she goes on with better verses like Pussy Power Like Tommy. Or Pussy...
Better words. Don't say a better verse, nigga. She had like 3 or 4 better words. Pussy Power Like Tommy is even a better fucking version of what she said. I don't know how that works. Pussy Power Like Tommy when I shoot up the club.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know either. But okay.
Full circle. So Full Circle's on there. Yep.
Okay. And then you just want me to run my two?
Yeah, run your two and I'll run my two.
Okay. I'm going to run Ultra Black.
Ultra Black.
Because I thought that was a really good track too.
So I fucked that one. Those were my two. My standouts, I'm going to go with Till the War Was Won.
Yeah, the Lil Durk.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely it's, not to sound all cliche and shit, but it's definitely a good to hear an ode to the female.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still absolutely on a fucking gangster style level and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I got to go with the fucking Spicy.
Spicy was all
right. Fevo Foreign and ASAP Ferg. And I tell you right now, ASAP Ferg has fucking lyrics. This nigga, what did he say? He said, yo, I keep the Tommy by the belly sincere because I'm hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then people are like, because you're hype. It's like Hype Williams made belly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Tommy was, the Tommy gun is Tommy and sincere was not. I thought that was a fucking dope line. I really rap though. No, wait.
That wasn't the dope. No, this thing is a lot of fucking narrative shit.
So
talking about that was not the line I said was dope. That was the line we both said was trash, nigga. Like that's the one, nigga.
What do you want to give to King's Disease?
You know, I'm going to actually be a little bit surprising on this tape because I did like the fact that some, like a mainstream artist dropped a good conscious album. I'm going to give the music a 3.5.
Right.
I did like it, but I'm actually going to give it a 4 because I do like the fact that he talked about black CEOs. Mm-hmm. He talked about things in the hood, like he talked about it all, man. If you like
investing
if you are into black consciousness, this album is a 4. Yeah. If you are not, then it is a 3.5 in my mind.
And I feel like even if you're not, the production and the style, just the swag on it will bring that up to a 4.
Yeah.
I really wanted to give this album like a 5.
Oh, okay. No, I'm with it. I do get where you get that.
But I heard the fucking Foxy Brown verse.
Get the nigga. Why is this bottle empty? Maybe because it's ready to fucking get dash potted. Dash potted. This guy, you cannot take the whole album down for one mediocre verse with one very dope line in it.
I'm bringing it down to a 4.
Oh, you're making an album lose a point for one verse
for that That feature was just. It threw the whole album out of sync. It's like it threw the alignment. It's like I ran over a train track wrong and just killed my alignment on my car.
So for 10 out of 13 tracks, you were banging. One verse came through the whole thing, but you still like the last.
And Car 85. Car 85 was.
Yeah, I wasn't really. I wasn't feeling
Car 85. I think it's because we can't relate. I don't know what the reference of Car 85 is. Yeah. I want to look that up and shit like that. But yeah, Car 85 was kind of like a whatever.
Yeah, there was a couple little man tracks, which is why I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Nods to 27 Summers. That was actually kind
of
dope.
It was dope just because it's hard to believe. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of these niggas really been around for, like, these. They've made, like, lifelong careers out of this shit. Like, not a little 10 Summers and Take My Money. Like, 20, like 30 years in music, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping decent shit, except for that. Some of those mixtapes that we just heard a little while ago. But.
Yeah, the Lost Tapes, too.
Yeah, Lost Tapes, there's too. There's a reason why those
joints were lost. Yeah, exactly. You should have stayed there.
Exactly.
And, yo, the promo for Lost Tapes 2 was far doper than Lost Tapes 2. Yeah. So we go with a 4?
Yeah, man. I'm going to say 4 for that.
King's Disease by Nas is a 4. Go to Spotify. Just go to Spotify. I want to say Spotify.com, but I don't even know if they have a website. I Want All The Smoke is the playlist. We'll have the link to the playlist as well. We only have 8 followers. I think I'm going to promote the playlist.
Promote
the playlist. It has 140 songs. It's 8 hours and 45 minutes from Gucci Mane. The Nas, Lost Tapes 2. I remember that got a horror. I want to see what we reviewed that, actually. Rick Ross.
Jadina. Don't go to Black Moon. I. You know what? I feel like you have something for Jadina now.
I want all
have
the smoke.
Black, you have that Black Moon spoke for Jadina.
I honestly thought that we were going to get through me talking to Playlist this week without you saying Jadina. I thought the one-week hiatus would have like lapsed the memory.
No,
but no.
All it did was make it like I needed to say it. I missed saying it last week.
Just go to goddamn Playlist.
Make sure you follow it, man. We trying to like build it up. We got lots of good music on there. We got music from our own.
Yep.
You know, me, got. We should be putting that Will remix on there.
Oh, yeah,
might
I should.
As well.
I should put that
yeah,
on
yeah. Make
yeah,
sure
yeah,
that
yeah,
that
yeah.
makes it on there so you could even hear some collabo
Show
shit.
Show me the way, Will Hayes
me
remix.
And Will, yeah, me and Will been getting some shit in. I got a couple beats. We're going to work on some more shit, so that will be on there. So if you want to be first to hear all of this shit and hear our picks, because we've been listening to hip-hop since 90s, nigga. Maybe 90. Some of y'all wasn't even alive when we were listening. So if you want to hear real curation, check
real
out that
curation.
Real curation. Make sure you check out the I Want All the Smoke playlist.
Yes, sir. So, this week in hip-hop history, who you got?
Today, this week in hip-hop history for me is going to be KRS-One was born in August 20th, 1965. The reason why I'm going to say this is because my very, very first soiree into hip-hop was Big Daddy Kane and Fresh Prince. My parents bought me those tapes. And then I really got into NWA and all that shit, more of the East Coast, West Coast. And then what really brought me back was my buddy, once he let me hear a bunch of the BDP shit. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really started to get into a lot more of the East Coast flavor with fucking, you know, I Think Very Deeply and shit like that. You know, like I was like, whoa, like it blew my mind. I was like, holy shit, just the way he was rhyming. It definitely was one of my first soirees into underground hip hop. I mean, I guess Big Daddy Kane was, I don't know if you would call him underground in those days. Like
he posted for Playgirls, so I don't think Big Daddy Dame was underground.
Yeah, and Fresh Prince absolutely wasn't. So, and then NWA was a little bit more mainstream, and so that was like one of my very first fucking getting down with some like real and a lot of conscious shit.
More conscious than anything.
And I just remember because again, I was all about swears back then for some reason because I was like a kid. So if your shit had swears, I banged it.
That's mine.
I banged it. So there's one song that's like 10, you're fucked. And, you know, he does this one at 8, you're a sucker. At 7, a motherfucker. I don't know. I know it sounds so juvenile now. But back then, that shit was the lick. And I could say that, honestly, KRS-One was probably, and more importantly, Boogie Down Productions, which he was the lead MC in pretty much the group. Yeah, that was definitely my first dive into real underground hip-hop and has pretty much modeled how I feel about hip hop today in a big way. I'm definitely an underground cat. So
there you go.
That's going to be mine. What you got?
This week in hip hop history, I'm going to go with Nate Dogg, was born August 19th, 1969. I got to give it up for Nate Dogg at the end of the day. He's one of my favorite gangster crooners, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we got LV, but then Nate Dogg was the one. You know
absolutely.
What I'm Nate Dogg was my favorite because I don't know when I met you last night, baby. Like when you said swears and songs, like swears and songs was dope. But when you hear about how a nigga just fucking, boy, you opened up your
gap,
like at any age, you're like,
yeah, exactly. That was like some, that was some crazy shit too.
Some of the best hooks and some of the best songs ever created in history had Nate Dogg on them. He was gone far too soon. And Nate Dogg was a true gangster because don't forget when Method Man was by himself in Los Angeles hanging out with the Dog Pound and everything like that, they all got into a fight at when Meth and Red were out there. And Dog, I can't remember who Dog Pound was fighting though, but Nate Dogg had the golf club and was swinging at motherfuckers. Not Red and Meth. They were all cool.
Yeah.
But Nate Dogg was.
Nate Dogg is definitely the G.
Blocked somebody in the head. I don't know. I think it was somebody from Eazy-E's crew or something like that. So it was like Ruthless, someone from Ruthless, and then Death Row got into it. I'll show you the video actually. And Nate Dogg was just beat someone in the face or the head with a golf club. So shout out to Nate Dogg. That's why I think he's dope because he's
a real G.
Assaulted someone.
And I want to say this just because, you know, you won't be hearing too much obviously new. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. But one of his real shining projects, I would have to say, is fucking 213.
Yep.
You know
with,
what I mean?
Warren G and Snoop.
Yeah, Warren G, Snoop, and Nate Dogg, 213, if you want it. Brown Skin. Like, it just had so much, so many dope fucking tracks. You definitely got to check that out.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, one of the best MCs to ever do it. Or not MCs, but you know what I mean.
He was still MC.
He was MC.
I mean,
he's definitely a crooner, whatever you call it. Definitely one of the best to do it, especially for the hooks and shit like that. I agree 100. Make sure you check out 213 if you want to hear some good classic Nate.
There you go. So where can they find you? No longer you under can construction.
Find me, exactly. You can find me on all streaming platforms under Idol. You can find music like that. You can also hear the new Idol Will Hayes, Jack Mills remix of Show Me the Way. Make sure you check that out. You could also find me on Instagram and Twitter at Idolverse. That's the handle. Check me out at Idol on Facebook. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You can find me at I Am Will Hayes on all streaming platforms. Don't forget, every Saturday night at 8 p.m., myself and DJ Vex Kobo go live on Twitch.
Terra
Twins. We DJ, we talk shit, we drink. Twitch.tv/ DJ Vex Kobo, COBO. Also, Sassy Star from the Single Girls Non Guy podcast is doing her streaming debut. Twitch.tv/SassyStar669. And she goes on there and just yells at people while she plays video games. It's kind of cute.
Aw.
Yeah. So we go.
Sounds dope. By the way, I just wanted to give a little shout out to Terra Twins, because that shit on a Saturday night, make sure you check that out on Twitch. It's on DJ Vex Kobo's page is where they stream it. Make sure you check it out, man. It's a good time. It's good tunes. I feel like there's a good assortment. I don't know the word I'm trying to think of right now. Good variety, you know what
variety
I mean?
Music.
It's easy to play your own jams, you know what I mean? But you're going to probably be playing the jams you hear every week. Mm-hmm. You might as well tune into some, like, unique shit. It actually is nice to hear shit that's not on every playlist I have. You know what I mean? Like, in nowadays age, it's like I'm hearing my playlist over and over. But with this, you get some good original tunes. There was one tune on there. I can't remember who sang it. Man, it was 2 weeks ago, and I meant to ask you, but then we had to take the week off. I can't remember, but it was a song. I think you dedicated it to Star, and it was fucking dope. I was like, what? Ah, man, was it Booge? I can't even remember now, but I was
T-Pain.
No, I don't know.
It couldn't have been last week. It was two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe even three, but it was one track and just the beat and everything. And I was like, yo. So the point is you will hear.
Oh, the Buju Banton.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Buju Banton, Strawberry Pie.
Yeah. Because we'll that track.
Let's play out with that one.
Yo, that track. I was like, yo, I need that. I'm going to probably add that to my playlist right after we play it out with it. Because it was just this beat. Like, the whole fucking track is just dut. So anyway, shout out to Terra Twins and the shit that they doing. Make sure you fucking log in and check that if you want the freshest tunes.
Yeah, and we're just going to go to artists. Go to Blessed Upside Down is the album. It is called, it's not Strawberry Pie.
Oh, Cherry Pie.
Yeah. So we'll play it with Cherry Pie. I think that's everything. Shout out to everybody doing things. Shout out to Jack Mills and Nano for letting me get on that remix. Hopefully we do a bunch more. After that, I guess with that,
we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.
Wine up your waist, set the bass on down. Bubble up your body when the band can come. You know where you set off, so close up it take off. Stand up and face it, don't bother round. Girls and our friends and nothing, them plenty. Step out and step off in a Ford or a Bentley.
I need that girl, tell me have you seen that girl.
Girl, you know me love, can't empty wonder who sent me. Step out of me house, go straight to girl factory.
I need that girl.